Hello, this is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4. I will be your host for this podcast titled La Plata Ward 4 Update, providing updates about the La Plata Town Council meetings, issues affecting you as residents, and other related activities. I've also started a La Plata Ward 4 video update, which are short videos about specific projects and issues, and have been posted to my Facebook page, facebook.com/djenkinslpTownCouncilWard4/. These videos are also posted to the app or the website called Nextdoor, www.nextdoor.com/newsfeed. A little background, the town council has their work sessions each month on the second and third Tuesday, and then we have our business meeting on the fourth Tuesday. All meetings start at 6 p.m., and now the town council work sessions and business meetings are now hybrid. That is, you can attend in person or virtually. Each agenda provides a link to attend virtually using the Microsoft Teams platform. Meeting agendas can be accessed to the town website, www.townlaplata.org. And please note, all meetings are recorded, so you can view them later at your leisure. So now let's get started with our latest update. Hi, and welcome again to this latest episode of the La Plata Ward 4 Update Podcast. This is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4, and your host for this podcast. This is a summary of the La Plata Department's 2020 annual report, required annually by the Maryland Department of Planning. This was reviewed and approved by the Town Planning Commission at their June 6, 2023 meeting. This report is available from the La Plata Planning Department website, and I'll provide a link to that on the notes in the podcast. So the report tracks a number of key items. The first is a summary of all town council meetings and specific discussions about planning and planning-related issues. The report also provides a summary of Planning Commission, Design Review Board, and Board of Appeal meetings, and a summary of all the cases that were reviewed by these commissions and boards during calendar year 2022. The next item that's tracked is the comprehensive plan implementation process and development process. I'll go into a little bit of detail about growth. First of all, as you may recall, three large residential annexations were recently approved. This includes the villages at Rosewick, The Hub, and Hawthorne Yards. Please note that I voted against or not approving the annexations called The Hub and Hawthorne Yards. You can listen to my December 8th, 2022 podcast entitled My Vote and Why The Hub and the Hawthorne Yards Annexations. This provides a more detailed information on why I voted against those two annexations. The next part of the summary report for 2022 covers different planning activities and provides an activity update. These include Keep La Plata Beautiful Committee, the town's Sustainable Communities Program, which is a state program and it requires us to submit an annual report, but also allows us to apply for different state grants. The town just completed an urban tree canopy plan, which this report provides a summary about. This report also provides a summary of different transportation initiatives, including the radio station shared bikeway path, which I provided a video and a podcast. I'll provide links to that in the podcast notes. The Southwest Quadrant Access Management Plan, which is looking at access in the southwestern portion of the town, specifically in and around Steeplechase. And most recently, the ongoing and just started Charles Street Improvement Project by the State Highway Administration. The Planning Department Summary Report also includes an update or what code revisions were made during calendar year 2022, as well as proposed zoning code amendments. This includes a proposed adequate public facilities ordinance, which is still under review by the Planning Commission and will be brought forward to the Town Council, hopefully shortly. And I believe I also provided an update or a podcast about that proposed ordinance revision, again, the adequate public facilities ordinance. And again, I'll provide a link to that as well. A key item that is also provided in the planning department's annual report are total permits for each calendar year. So for calendar year 2022, total permits, it totaled 934, which included 97 new residential building permits. This report, again, the planning commission annual report also tracks school seat allocations. The town code allows 100 school seats per fiscal year. And again, this is reviewed annually by the Planning Commission and then by us at the Town Council. Please note that the Town Council, or this ordinance, uses the county yield by student for each type of development, that is single family, townhouse, and apartment units, to determine the total number of school seats that are generated by developments based upon their housing type. So I'll provide a brief summary of the school seat allocation for each calendar year since 2018 until the present, or 2022. So in 2018, there were 50 school seats allocated. 2019, there were 31. 2020, there was 39. 2021, 37. And calendar year 2022 were 36. And again, this only happens after a development is approved by the Planning Commission, and they go through the plat process as well. And it is a requirement for approval and eventually plat approval. A key element that's been also provided by the planning staff and the Planning Commission is a recently development capacity analysis. This is a projection spreadsheet that anticipates new residential development, including build-out of existing subdivisions, those recently approved, and those proposals that are being planned but have not been approved at the present time. Please refer to my April 2023 La Plata Ward 4 Update video, where I provide a more detailed summary of this new planning tool. So the planning department's annual report, again required by the state, is a valuable tool and source to understand La Plata's past and future development trends and activities. And again, this report is available on the Town Planning Department's website. And again, I'll provide it in the podcast notes. I apologize for not having a more recent podcast. Unfortunately, I've been a little bit under the weather with a herniated disc, so I'm slowly working through that and on the way to improvement. So I just wanted to let you know that's why I haven't posted a new podcast recently. So I hope to pick up the pace once I get through some of this treatment. So again, I thank you for your interest in La Plata. And again, please email me with any questions, comments at my email address, djenkins@townoflaplata.org. Again, with any questions or comments. Thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you soon. This concludes the latest La Plata Town Council Ward 4 update. I hope you find this podcast informative and useful. So let me know what you think. I look forward to speaking to you again and listening to your questions and concerns. To reach me, my email address is djenkins@townoflaplata.org, or my cell phone number is 301-263-3471. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.